And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over strategies to improve your current investments and to enhance your retirement income. But before we get into today's show, some previous shows on my webpage, you can check it out on yourfinancialdestination.ca. And two of those shows we did back in September, the guests were Dr. Wayne McLeod, who spoke about the disability tax credit. That was show number 5. And on number 8 was Glenn Ward on the mortgages. So those two shows are now posted on my webpage. You can see those and review them if you like. And all the recent 2-minute radio spots are there as well. So upcoming, some shows in October and the weeks ahead. We have Heritage Law coming on soon. Talk about wills and deeds and estate planning, all those necessary things we have to do. Kim Cochran from Assumption Life will be here to talk about group benefit plans. And we're hoping, but not confirmed yet, but Alan Marshall Associates, the debt counselors, here to talk about debt and basically how to avoid it, but what to do when debt levels become too much. So those are some of the upcoming guests. And if you want to be a guest, you can give me a call at 902-499-5879. Any financial questions, you can email roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call once again 902-499-5879. Check out the website, yourfinancialdestination.ca, and some questions and emails this past week. And some person emailed that he liked the analogies that I talk about, comparing investing to golf and why both can be frustrating. Golf, especially for me, investing, some real-life examples of how you can compare those two. And other clients like about how I talk about their other clients that I have, some listeners like that, and how it seems to relate to their situation. That's what we want, is how it relates to their situations, to share some stories and how we've enhanced or improved their retirement income. So we're going to take a quick break and then start our story for today.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
All right, we're back. So our featured client today, let's call him Bob. That's one of my clients. So Bob was listening in about 2 years ago, actually October of 2018, just a few days before Halloween. The topic that day on the radio was, again, the segregated funds, Fidelity, the growth you get, the same funds I talk about today, the same ones I talked about 6 years ago, and the fact that they had good growth and they were life insured and there was no advisor fees. Now, all funds have fees. There's management fees in every fund. They all do. But some advisors have their own advisor fees and some do not. And they charge over and above that. I do not. Some do. Some do not. Anyway, so Bob was 73 at the time. His money was in, of course, a RIF. And he had about $325,000 and paying big fees at the bank, a wealth management bank. I think he was paying over $3,000 a year in fees and not getting the best returns. He wasn't totally happy. He was heavily invested in some balanced mutual funds and stocks and getting average returns. The money was not life insured. So he picked up on that on the radio show, being now in his 70s. And compared to the returns that Fidelity had made from, at that time, 2013 to 18, the past 5 years, better than he was getting. And he was paying big fees for a team of advisors. So that's how he set it up. Now, years earlier, his investments had been about $500,000 back when he was in his 60s. But he started taking withdrawals out in his late 60s. And after some withdrawals and, I guess, some poor performance, his amount had gone, it shrunk down to about $325,000. He was concerned that at being only age 73 and wanting to take out $25,000 to $30,000 per year, the way things were going, his money could run out in maybe 12 years or so, taking him to age 84 or so. His other concern, he had the same advisor for years, whom he seemed to like. They had a great rapport, but Bob felt that once his investments fell below that $500,000 mark, his main advisor passed them on to his assistants. Now, I'm not sure if that was the case, but that's how Bob felt. For now, he was getting bounced from one advisor to another, no follow-up. The rapport that he had was gone. He would still get his multi-page reports every month from the bank, 8 or 10 pages, and he couldn't understand 7 of them. The only thing he could see, his money was shrinking, his fees were not, and a lot of different advisors' names on his page. Some he had never met. and he wondered how many of these he was actually paying for. So that's how he felt. So he called me after the radio show, wanted to meet. He lived in the Bedford area close to my office at that time, but I went to his house the very next day, which he liked. For he was also getting tired of all the trek downtown Halifax to meet during rush hour traffic, limited parking. So we met, we discussed a financial plan, what he liked, what hadn't worked, what he wanted changed. Sort of the exact message I spoke about on the radio. How we could enhance his retirement income. So we'll be back in a moment to find out how we did.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So here we have Bob, 73, not pleased with his remaining $325,000 in his RIF account. High fees, not insured, and money was starting to drain, and he was getting what he felt lack of attention. This is October of 2018. Now we're about to embark on a 90-day nosedive in the markets, the fall of 2018. So to be concerned, we put $42,000 of his $325,000 set aside in a two-year GIC. He was a cautious investor. He wanted the GIC life insured as it is. And we got a decent return, a 2.5 for 2 years. Not bad. And just a peace of mind to keep some money in a GIC at that age when you're in your 70s. Now, if we take his RIF account, he had to take out roughly 5.5% per year. That's his age. And they're only making 2.5%. So it will drain some, the fixed income, the GIC. We had to take out $192 a month, $2,300 a year, and still be worth somewhere around $39,500 come this November after 2 years. So it would go down, but not too much because we didn't put a lot in the GIC. To keep the fixed income, we put $95,000 in two private income funds, $60,000 in VICO, $35,000 OKR. And those clients of mine who have those two funds know how good they've done. He had a withdrawal, again, about 6% per year, but both funds have produced 9%. They've withdrawn about $500 a month, $6,000 per year for the last 2 years. Those funds have generated more income than he's taken out. And by October of this year, 2 years later, his $95,000 is worth $98,000, even after taking out $12,000 the last 2 years. He's got extra cash, a bonus, anytime he wants to withdraw it. So now we had $325,000 at the start of November 2018. And we wanted to do a 60-40 split between growth and income, sort of create our own balance. So again, we put that 42% in the GICs and the private equity. The remainder was to be in the Fidelity SEG funds, around $190,000. But some banks are kind of slow to move funds. It took over a month. And during that month of November, funds, the markets fell while still at his bank. His 325 finished down at 310 in 1 month, $15,000. Paper profit gone. So instead of 190, we had 173 in SEG funds by Christmas of 2018, of which the majority of his withdrawals would come out, roughly 850 a month. That's how we set it up. $310,000 went to withdraw a total of 25 to 30,000 a year. Now, simple math, if it doesn't make anything at all, 30,000 a year, 310 is going to last you not much longer than 10 years. With a 2% return, something like GICs, it would last maybe 11 years. He would run out of money by the time he turned 84. So if he was a combination of just balance funds and GIC safe, not too high, not too low, don't want to lose anything, maybe you get 2.5%. You might get 12 years out of it. You lose time. Money drains out. That's the risk. So again, 12% of his money we put into GIC paying 2.5. 30% of his money in private income funds that pay 9%. The rest Fidelity SEG funds. The ones we talk about, American, Canadian, international. We didn't risk the Far East or we didn't put it in any low income balance funds either. Well, in 2019, his Fidelity funds hit high marks. His return, his RIF return in his Fidelity funds for 2019, 21.6. Since December 2018 to now, September of 2020, his SEG funds RIF have been over 15% returns. It won't stay that way. But what a nice way to kick off. He started with $310,000. He's withdrawn so far over $50,000. And today he stands at $318,000. He's taken out 8% per year, and he's averaging over 10. Had it been in GICs and balance funds, and most balance funds got hit hard this past year. slower to recover than growth. Earnings may be 3%, maybe he might have made. Withdrawing $30,000 per year, by year two, his original $310,000 balance would be worth about $270,000 today, 2 years later. Right now, he's got higher. He's got more than he started with. He's at $318,000. Now, there were down days this March. There were some days that 2.5 GIC looked really, really good. But as time and weeks passed on, his funds have pulled ahead. Now, Bob was cautious, kind of nervous, again, 74, some health concerns, he and his wife, especially during COVID. But he'd watched too much TV. But he was so impressed by his RIF turnaround this past December after selling their family home and moving to their lakefront cottage as permanent residence, sold their house for over $400,000. One he was trying to sell for 3 years and couldn't get a good price. But we know what houses have done recently. And he put a list price on, I don't know, $380,000, got $400,000. No debts, bought himself a new pickup truck. And he had $385,000 more to invest just before Christmas last year. We put it in the very same SEG funds as his RIF. And about $170,000 of that $385,000, we put that into tax-free. Why pay tax? So the same SEG funds. Well, very quickly, that $385,000 shot up to $395,000 within about 5 weeks. There was a rally last December around Christmas. And up until January, just prior to COVID. We didn't know COVID was going to hit, but his money had moved up very quickly from $385,000 to $395,000. Take the profit. $10,000 paper profit. You're 74 now. He was planning a trip for the spring. It's all paid for. His wife's health was better, so a trip to spring was what he wanted. But COVID took care of that. But anyway, he didn't panic. He watched it go. We took $10,000 profit, stayed tight, and by August, the money was back up again, back up to $400,000. He took another $12,000 out. He's two rallies this year. He's made taken out $22,000 from his $385,000, and he still has his $385,000. So the amounts have been, in his RIF so far, he's averaged over 15%. In his non-RIF, his tax-free combo, 5.7 so far this year, despite the COVID correction. So things will change, returns will change, but they're somewhat predictable. Again, he began with 310, and then he added 385 on top of that, 685 combined invested. He's withdrawn over $60,000 in 2 years, and right now his 685 investment is over $700,000. The combination, 2.5% GIC, 9% fixed income, private income, and Fidelity SEG funds. So things will change, not guaranteed, but somewhat predictable. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
And we're back. So Bob's investments, they were improved. He didn't get rich overnight. His retirement income was enhanced. Now he's age 75. And after withdrawing funds, he has more money than what he started with, despite two severe market corrections. Now, we could have gone the lazy GIC, our safe route, and balanced funds approach. Sort of like mixing gas and oil in the same jug. Instead, we separated gas and oil. We separated growth and income, but kept them both. Makes it a lot cleaner. Instead, we targeted the growth funds, the Fidelity, and targeted the income, the combination of GICs and private income, and made a nice 60-40 split. No advisor fees, no trips to downtown Halifax, come to your house, come to my office, easy parking. When the opportune time to take out money, when the markets are up, just a phone call or an email, and the funds are in his bank account within 2 or 3 days. The money was insured. And after 2 years of withdrawals, he has more now than what he started with, adding more years to his income. Time is just as important to him as money. So I hope that gives you an idea of ways to enhance or improve your retirement income. Thanks for the emails and the phone calls. Any financial questions, again, you can email me at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. I'm Roger Hamilton. Thank you for tuning in today. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.